Blog Talk Radio.
Beyond it is another dimension, a dimension of sound, a dimension of sight, a dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI. Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? For a rock in the building, let's get it.
They already know what it is. Vice.
Yes, sir.
All right. We in motion now. We in motion. New Talk City Radio. Y'all know what it is. Lush Radio Online. Where's Showcase at, man?
Right here, brother. Right here, doing a little last minute things.
Yeah, I'm doing last second things. How about that one?
Listen. I'm gonna be sending you an instrumental.
Oh, you know? Shit! Somebody gonna freestyle?
No. We got a special request from the guest. Tonight, Vice. Our guest tonight. Bigger.
Yep.
Bigger.
Hey,
yes, sir.
You know
who he is, right, Bubba?
Robert?
You know who Earl is,
Vice,
right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Vice grew up in the same building as Earl.
I know it. Did.
Huh?
I know
right,
he's talking
about. We got him on today. We're gonna try to get a little in depth, but he got a little request that he wants to go on the air with some old school beats in the background.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Because that's old school, kid. That's the way they do it. You know what I mean? That's the way they do
yes,
it.
Sir.
They want to hear something to amp them up. So I'm going to send you a little old school track. We need to get that uploaded as soon as possible, unless you have some already in there.
Instrumentals?
Yeah, from
old school. I'm playing instrumental, nigga. You rapping. You know that.
I'm not going to rap.
I'm right now. I'm calling you out, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, yo,
let's
listen,
go.
Man.
Let's go.
Yep.
The itchy bitchy spider went up the water spout. Down came the water and watched the spider out. What up?
Mm.
Wait a minute. Wait
you got
to
come up with your home rhymes. My nursery rhymes.
Showcase.
Yes, sir.
That was a good try, brother.
Listen. Hey, at least I spit something. Where's the vice versa?
Hey, listen, man. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now. All my ladies that's tuning in. So it seems like we got a real big following with the ladies, man. So shouts to them. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my boy, Squeegee. He's ranked number 3 in Amazon for book selling.
That's official. Oh, he's right. number three?
And
the book ain't even come out yet.
You can check it out at Amazon.com, kid. Type in Clubhouse Confidential. It shows you the rankings. And shows you a lot of amazing stuff there, buddy.
Number three. Got to give a shout out to Showcase. Was getting real savvy with the Twitter thing. He's learning how to use it. You know what I'm saying? He's taking the training wheels off. The blue bird is now his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah?
He's my friend of me, kid.
See, now you're getting beside yourself, bro.
I'm not getting beside myself. He's my friend of me.
Oh. Listen, man. If anybody haven't heard that on Watch the Throne album, I got a couple of joints I'm going to play off that shit today. That shit is kind of fire. Now, what else? We got Big Earl calling up, man. Big Earl's a big Florida out in Florida show.
Every worldwide, kid. This dude is worldwide. We're not just talking about Florida. This guy's worldwide.
He's very based in Florida, though.
No.
Why would I think of Earl in Florida? I don't know why.
Because that's where you got him plugged in. But he's worldwide. Virginia, he books shows everywhere, brother. He's not just Florida. Remember, he started off in New York. He moved out to Virginia. Got a big fan base. He used to work with Pun. He works with Clips, Tony Touch. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Zulu Nation, Tats Crew. He doesn't just do hip-hop. He does, like, you know, when Tats Crew goes out and does murals and stuff like that, he books those. I mean, this is the man behind the scenes, kid. This is the man. If you need a show, he could book it for you. Dos Effects to come out on stage in your party, he can make that happen. This is the man behind the scenes, behind the curtain. He's like the dude behind the curtain in The Wizard of Oz, kid. He's there. He's worldwide.
That's what's up, man. Yo, speaking of Tats Crew, shout out to BG, Bio, and Nysa, and Maze. I was on the boulevard today watching them do this new joint for this gym called Rio Fitness, if I'm not mistaken, on Southern Boulevard. They got the joint looking crazy, and they invite you. When you walk in, it looks like paradise. They got, like, the beach, and they're like, Rio, you know, I guess try to get the whole theme of Rio.
Nah.
He got busy. Like, Tats Crew got busy. Like, shouts to Bio, Nysa, BG, and Maze. Once again, Tats Crew. Anybody else down with Tats, you know what I mean? Make some WD-40 because this chair's doing a lot of squeaking. Yeah, I'm not that heavy.
Shout out
trust
to Easy Rock. Easy Rock in the building, I believe.
That's the Easy Rock, yeah. The intern. Not an intern, y'all. We got an intern. We ain't even that famous. How about that? All right. I want to get into a joint off this Watch the Throne album, Vice.
From who?
The Watch the Throne album, Jay-Z Kanye joint.
Oh, okay. Let's get into it then.
But I'm having a problem.
What's the problem?
I don't have the joint uploaded on my drone.
Oh my
God.
But it's all right. We're gonna get into while I look for that, we're gonna get into my man Torch's joint. My man Torch's got a little freestyle with his bro Stax Moolah.
Yeah, we got the intern
is going crazy over here. All right, hold on. We got the joint. We're going to play Torch's joint.
Better?
Then we're going to go into this joint. What's up? All right.
Brad, get into it.
My bad. I'm having one of these moments right here.
Lust, kid. Lust. He has a day off. He doesn't know how to act.
Yeah. Yeah. Bronx is in the building. Bronx is definitely in the building. Uh-oh. It's trouble now. It's your boy Torture. Stax Moolah. You know, like, everybody and their mother done did this, right? So I heard, my nigga. So I heard. Alright, so you know what we gotta do then, right?
You gotta give me bars.
Alright, so you go ahead and talk to the people and no, do your thing.
Don't do your thing, man.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna follow your lead. Alright, let me get him.
Hit him.
Alright.
Hit him. Get him. Torture.
Welcome to the punks. We got a problem, we gon' solve them. Catch your body, throwing bodies in the swamp. Swamp, the truth, truth. That's what they call me when I'm sitting in the booth. And this song could be only used as proof. So move, disappear. I got shooters on deck, plus the snipers on the roof. Shoot. Nigga Stacks been the truth. Ain't no competition, I box them until they blue. Homicide when we ride, motherfucker, that's the proof. It's rage when I bust the Ruger. You in my range when I aim? It's black tuxes, nigga, suit up. No questions, my gun stretching. With a torch, I'ma shoot ya. Bang, bang. Fuck with Moolah, I'ma shoot shit. I rule the hit shit. Medulla, make your brains disappear like poof. Partners, Jay and Kanye, but we ain't looking at the throne. We just trying to stack this motherfucking loot. Either from rapping or from trapping on the stoop. Nigga, I'm in the loop. As I'm in a hoopie or a coupe. Catch me with a flawless bitch in a whip with no roof. No signal on my haters, I ain't pulling the truth. What the fuck these niggas talking about? It's realer than rap. Either size them up or chalk them out. Cause ain't nothing to talk about. Cause niggas is pussy, they rapper do the Dougie, walk it out. When shit gets real, that's when they rather talk it out. We what the fuck these niggas talking about? Front and center, two Bronx bombers.
Yeah.
Who dare call us out? Any contenders? Where they at? Point them out. Niggas gon' keep talking so my foot in their mouth, or better yet, mask up and hide in their house. Then that 9 pop out soon as you pull out your couch. But I'm trying to move big birds and head down south. That's what it's about. Try to stop my route. Your body will get thrown in a can like Oscar the Grouch. My 40's loaded, re-recorded, brought the cone heads out. When I'm bucking, ain't no ducking, get your chest blown out. I'm Jimmy Jump up to the 70s when I start sipping that Henny. I wish a nigga would repent me. That's your ass, leave your buried under pot of grass. Cause once the levees broke, niggas wish they never spoke. For them Benjamins, I run up in your residence. It's a slaughter case closed, cause I don't leave
no
witnesses. What you think this is? Bronx, but we'll run this shit. New Jack City, we pookie niggas who trying to snitch. Who wanna run they lips like footballs, get them sick. In my hood, crack it, gymnastics, the way we make it flip. Take shots of Henny, feel it burn as I take a sip. 10 steps ahead, I'm never slacking, even if I slip. Once I start spazzing, I'm grabbing foodies and let them spit. Got the track screaming, it's a hammer when you witness it.
engine running.
Taking my coat off, showing my tattoos, I'm such a show off. Huh. I feel the pen and then roll off. I got the whole city, they about to go off. How many niggas with me up in India? How many people wanna roll on me? Like if you know me, you know me by now. Know me by now.
Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Liftoff.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
Yeah, first joint you heard was Stacks Moolah and Torture, and then the last joint you just heard was off that Watch the Throne album, Jay-Z, Kanye West, featuring Beyonce, which is
fire.
One of my favorite joints on there. Not me.
Yeah, I sent that to you. Check your mail, see if you didn't get it up.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man.
Torture.
What up, baby? What's going on, T?
Did you hear what this guy just told me, man?
Yeah, that's crazy. Showcase is good for that. What up, Showcase?
chilling. You guys taking it the wrong way. No homo, man.
Vice, what up, baby?
What up, baby boy? How's everything?
Everything is good, man. Feeling good. Feeling good, knocking these joints out, man. And it's working hard. Appreciate the you know, the look on that. I mean, since Watch the Throne drops, we just dropped that Otis joint, you know what I mean?
I think they waste no time, man. I'm still writing my shit. Damn.
That's crazy. I mean, you know.
I'm about to do a Watch the Throne joint with fucking Vice.
That's what it is. Yo, T, I got some shit for you too, TD. I'm going to email you in a minute. I got something for you, bro. Get on.
Showcase that business, TD. I'm going to upload that right now.
All right.
So what up? What's this?
Man, my
hand's
full
tonight,
right
man.
What?
I said, what's the show tonight? Who y'all got on the show?
Oh, we got a promoter coming on today in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, promoter, like he promote like parties or like just in general?
Like he promotes artists like
DMX,
Das Effect, Tony Touch. He used to promote Guru when he was alive, rest in peace.
Okay.
Promoted Big Pun.
BX.
Nas.
Damn.
He was from the South Bronx, kid. He's real big. Real
That's
big.
That's what's up.
Guy,
South Bronx, okay.
He's the guy behind the mirrors, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. Sound like I need to be tuned in right now. Definitely need to hear what he got to say. Nah, real talk. I mean, that's a lot of success under his belt.
Yeah, he's the guy behind the mirrors, brother. He's the guy that, you know, he's not the guy that goes on stage and performs, but he's the guy that sets all
making
the
it happen.
Up. Yeah, he sets them up. He still does a lot of work for Cuban Links.
Okay, shout out to him, Bronx. Okay.
Cats Crew, Zulu Nation.
Okay.
I mean, the list is endless, brother. The list clips.
Okay.
This is you've got a big
promoter here. Showcase, tell them who you're responsible for, brother. What records you broke? I'm not being sarcastic here. It's not like I was being sarcastic. Without being sarcastic, Showcase actually put a mean remix together with me, Sash, and the kid. What was it? Mims.
No, but I actually broke the Mims. This is why I'm hot. Mims is camp. Email me the joint first. I started playing it around the hood. People were like, oh, it's okay.
Nobody knew what it was, though.
Nobody knew who he was, or this and that, and I was playing in the car, riding around for about a good 3-4 months. This is why I'm hot.
Showcase, why do you keep playing this? What is this?
Yes, sir. He broke him. He became famous. He didn't know the kid no more.
That's how I be. That's crazy, though.
And then the other one I broke is another one that, you know, people would just say, why are you playing this? Was the joint by Chamillionaire, Riding Dirty. They see me rolling.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They hate in, patrolling. Y'all,
Showcase
is
notorious for that track. I'm like, y'all starting to think this thing is Riding Dirty, B.
I had that track a year prior to even hit the stations.
That's crazy.
Shout out to my homegirl, Vanessa, giving us a shout on the Twitter. Yeah.
Yeah, the people's tuned in tonight, man.
Yeah, people's locking in, man. A lot of people, trust everybody, man, on the check-in with the... on their computers, because I can't really see those viewers.
I want to give a shout out to the listeners for getting my man's video, Daz's video. 4,000 something hits, brother.
And what was it before the show?
It was like 50.
Okay.
50 before the show, then after the show, it went up to 5,000 and change. Still going.
That's a good look.
So we got listeners out there, so shout out to y'all. Definitely listening. You know, we're gonna take you on a little today we're gonna take you on a little we're gonna get him to say his little bio and whatever, and then we're gonna take a little old school trip. Just go back in the days and compare
down memory lane.
Way down memory lane, kid. Way down memory lane. Compare what's going on now to what's going on then and how we can get then to mesh into now.
Okay.
No,
Showcase, you gotta get a Showcase minute today?
We'll try. I'm telling you, my dude can talk, kid. We're gonna get interested, we're gonna get real lost.
You're gonna tell us a bedtime story?
Nah, nigga, he ain't gonna tell us a bedtime story, but you know what I'm saying? He's an interesting. Vice knows who he is. Vice sat down and spoke with him a couple times. He's a real interesting dude. The things that he's been through, the things that he could tell you about him and his, you know, him, because when he started with hip hop, it wasn't like it is now. It was different.
You know what's funny? That me and Fice got a funny story of the first night I met Earl. But we didn't
I remember. He remembers.
That was an A touch. I'm gonna talk to you off the air about this one, yo. Oh my god, I'm telling you, like.
And
it's funny because Vice is actually co-hosting the show with me. Everybody who don't know Vice, Vice is my co-host. He's a secret assassin, man. He's there. He's quiet, but he's there, man.
Yeah.
Loud mouth, you hear me? The show for the South Boogie.
That's what it is. South Bronx.
But nah, that night was epic. Epic, I tell you.
So I heard about it. You know the funny part about it is that how the world is so small. You met Earl prior to meeting you.
Oh, I thought
and
you
when
knew
I met
God,
you.
I thought you knew God enough for the consequence that day.
That what?
You heard Vice?
Yeah.
Vice. I thought he knew the God outside of the spot we was at. The guy that, you know, the guy with the kid, I think, you know?
You can't put that on here, son.
No, we can't. We can't do that.
Vice sounded like a little assassin on the low right now, Gip.
Nah, that was a funny little situation, you know?
So I feel you. I know how I be, man. You gotta tell me.
All right, man. Oh, we got a caller right here. We got to jump into this caller right now, man. Get my situation straight over here. All right, Showcase, you want to do this?
Pick it up, yeah. So you got the music track ready to go? Pick it up.
I don't think I do.
See what it is.
I don't think I do have that track ready. Ah, yeah, hold on.
But pick up. Why are you doing that? Pick up.
I think it's on, Jack.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello.
Yo, what's up? I can hear
you. Oh, shit. Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
What's going on, kid? What's the deal?
Ain't nothing. I just wanted to welcome you to the show. This is New Talk City with DJ Showcase, TDI, and Vice.
That's what's up. Girl,
what up, kid?
What's going on, everybody? What's up?
What's going on, baby? Welcome, baby.
Kid, I love it, kid. That's beautiful, kid. What's going on, everybody?
That's how it goes down. Listen, for everybody who doesn't know you, can you just spit out a quick bio on what you've done for the hip-hop and everything that you've been doing and still working on to this day?
Well, basically, you know, I'm what you call a hip-hop pioneer / journalist / hip-hop historian, you know, promoter, manager, marketing specialist, you know. Basically, I touched on everything you could touch for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, in the 25, pretty much probably closer to 30 years of being involved in the culture, you know what I'm saying? So we go way back to, like, 79, 1980, just as a little kid in the Bronx on a graffiti scene, you know, making sure I was at every big party, every big battle, you know, all the street jams, you know, everything that was going on in hip-hop before there was even a rap record, you know, even made, you know what I'm saying? So it's like me and my friends, my childhood friends and my brothers, you know, we was exposed to all of that. We used to go to all the parties. We was like 11, 12 years old. We used to have to carry records for Grandmaster Caz and Charlie Chase and Tony Tone. You know, back in the day, Cold Crush family, Cold Crush brothers, you know, just to get into the party, because we were little kids, you know what I'm saying? We were just little shorties, you know. Vice knows, you know, because he was probably a little even smaller kid than us, but he probably saw us, you know, going out there, you know, with our Kangos to the side and the fat laces, the Adidas, you know what I'm saying? La Tigre suits, we used to wear the little tiger shorts, real, you know, real short shorts with the BBDs, two-tone, you know? You know, there wasn't even, nobody was even rocking gold. It was like silver. Everybody had silver with just big medallions. You had a big medallion, you was the man. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, you know, we used to go to all the jams. I was lucky to meet a lot of those pioneers, you know, and learn from them. And didn't really think like one day I was really going to use some of this advice that I got as a kid, or I was going to be able to talk to someone, you know, about this and actually like be paid for it and see quotes that I made going to magazines and publications and things like that, because it was just like something natural, you know, just coming, you know, from the Bronx.
So you never thought that you would get this style that you got, and it was just like you were just having fun with it.
You didn't actually think you would be making money. Hey, we used to go to the Roxy's. We was like 12 years old, dude. You know what I'm saying? 12 years old, and we was going to like the Roxy's. These were big nightclubs. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop was just starting to get into these clubs. It was still more like disco and I wouldn't call it house, but you know, like party music. And we used to go to Roxy's, and they used to just let us in and put like a big black magic marker mark on our hands and tell us to stay in the cut, you know, don't mingle with too many people. But you know, I was hanging out with Mr. Wiggles and Short Circuit, and these guys were like street famous dancers, you know. So everybody wanted them at their club to dance. You know, they was on the age, but they were still letting them in because they knew they was entertaining white people in the club. So when they danced, it was really more white people that was standing in the crowd, like clapping, amazed, because they never seen nothing like that.
I did the face.
You know, I met Blondie like that years ago. I didn't even know who Blondie was. You know, and she came.
Wow.
She came to the Bronx, to the PAL over there on 156th Street, and she just showed up.
Wow.
She was in a beat up car. This was probably like 79, 80, and she was in a real beat up car. I don't even think could get it started again, and she was all paranoid somebody was going to steal her car, whatever. She was hanging out with Fat Five Freddy, the old host from MTV Raps, and he brought her to the PAL. He was telling her, yo, you know, these kids got some new stuff on the scene, you got to see it. They're break dancing, they're rapping, they're doing the graffiti. And she came, you know, she was an artist, you know, and she came, she was curious, and she walked out of there amazed. You know, like within weeks, you know, she hired Grandmaster Flash to do a track for her. You know, and she even tried to rap on like one of her songs. She wasn't, you know, really good, but at that time, you know, she had fan base, so they just thought it was cool that she was trying that. You know, I mean, and having Flash on the record, you know, doing live scratches, you know, brought the song to life. You know, so.
Yeah, hell yeah, Flash is. Yo, let me ask you, this is TDI, man.
What's up, TDI?
What's going on, brother? How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Here in Florida, chilling.
That's what's up. See? Florida, baby. That's the place to be.
Florida,
I wanted to ask
Orlando.
You. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel towards the state of hip-hop now? Like, how do you feel hip-hop is towards new up-and-coming artists? Like, is it more difficult? Is it a lot easier? Like, what do you feel?
I'm not going to say it's easier, even though it looks like it could be, because you got a lot of people just kind of getting deals. You know, it's more like they're like one-hit wonders. You know, it ain't even about paying dues anymore. It ain't even about, you know, people that are out there grinding for 5-6 years, selling their CDs out their trunk and doing shows
right,
left and right, you know, paying dues. You know, it's more like if you come out with a very radio-friendly song, you know,
when
you put it in the right person's hand, you know, it's going to go where they can take it. And if it take off, it take off. And, you know, radio these days, you know, they're going to play what the labels, you know, pay them to play. You know, people think that, like, that whole payola thing don't exist. It do exist. There's no money being exchanged. But, you know, there's still that guy from the label showing up to the radio station and offering to put brand new rims on all the vans. You know, that's payola. I mean, what you call it? You know,
oh, yeah. It may not be.
You know, after I hook, you up,
money,
I hook you up, you know, here's my little list. You know, I hope you're going to help me out. You know, and a lot of that stuff exists. It's still going on. You know. But, you know, to answer your question, you know, honestly, me, you know, I'm at a point right now where Well, I've been around this music for so long that I've seen, you know, some of the best rappers, you know, take it to as far as they could go. I've seen some of them that took it to the top and fell, and fell ugly, you know, whether you know, incarceration or drugs was involved, or even bankruptcy, you know, whatever. And you're like, you don't want to see that for somebody that, you know, has been around so long. But they got so many new people coming out right now. It's just a whole different thing. You know, I've distanced myself from a lot of these new artists. You know, I kind of keep it simple. I'm still grounded, and I still deal with a lot of the old school artists. You know, that's basically what I do for a living now. You know, like, I'm not out there just repping whoever was hot and whoever's paying the bills. At one time, that's how I was. I didn't really care too much about that person. You know, if the music was good and the bills were getting paid, you know, it just made my voice strong. I did whatever I had to do to help these people and earn my check, you know? But these days, I don't feel like giving my all to some of these people. I don't think that they deserve anything I have to bring to the table. I feel like they ain't even worthy of it. So I just kind of let other people deal with that. And I stay grounded. You know, I keep it funky with whoever, you know, is there for me, was there for me from day one, you know, that I like as an artist. I want to like, I want to really, really feel like there's a bond between me, you and your music, you know.
It's kind of tough, man. I mean, who you listening to now?
You know, here and there, I listen to some Wayne. I like Lil Wayne. I like Ace Hood. You know, I keep it funky with the clips. You know, I listen to a lot of Pusha's new stuff right now. I got a lot of love for Pusha. I love Malice to Death. You know, he right now, you know, he took a break from the Clips group. You know, he's really into Jesus Christ, and that's a beautiful thing. You know what I'm saying? And I give him props for being that real, that he felt fake and said, you know what, I don't want to do this no more because I'm out here rapping with my brother about, you know, this and that and the third and all this, you know, drugs and gun and violence, but that's not how I want to live anymore. You know, he could have just stayed his mouth quiet and just been an artist and actor like a lot of other people were doing. And continue to get a check, but that's not what he wanted to do. You know, his brother, on the other hand, you know, his brother, you know, he want to make music, and he's still in the game. He's still in the streets of Virginia Beach, you know, Norfolk and all that. So, you know,
VA, what up?
He's with Kanye now. You know what I'm saying? They're doing things with Kanye. So.
We need New York rap back, man. We're going to come back with Earl, man. No, Earl, don't go nowhere. Nobody go nowhere, man. We'll get into some more of this joint, some more New York / Chi-Town music. Okay, you ready?
Let's get it.
Let's do it, man. Nobody go nowhere. New York City, baby.
We're going to skate to one song only. This is
motherfucker like me, can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know this, don't shit phase. And as we go, 0 for 82, when I look at you like this shit crazy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even supposed to be here. Ball so hard, this we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollie, but don't tick tock. All the mods that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. Ball so hot, let's get faded. Liberties for like 6 days. Gold bottles, gold models. Feeling ace on my 6 days. Ball so hot, bitch, behave. Just might let you meet, yay. Shot town, B-Rose. Moving the next, BK. Ball so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That's the crack. That's the crack. That's the crack.
Ball so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hot,
that she cray. Ain't it Jay?
Ball so hot,
what she order? It's filet.
Ball so hot,
your whip so cold. This whole thing.
Ball so hot.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, you don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my nigga? Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? Was that jacket Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
gets the people going.
Ball so hot, motherfuckers wanna find me.
Now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Yeah, I go by the name of GDI. BX. Let's go.
Here's for the fellas on them corners who blaze heat. Bobby over 40, don't matter, they stay street. True bomb through to the break beat.
Yeah.
Never knew how to dance, that's why I lyrically break beat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm out for the damn bread. Play cooler with this great tool, I put two in your damn head.
Boom.
And I go by what the fans said. Said my balls go all like mixing Blue Moon after lamb's bread.
Woo.
Go ahead and act like I'm a simple talker. Make your neck go back like Playboys and British Walkers. Hip hop needs a breather. We could turn Luna to the fun house or sofa to the fever.
Let's go.
I don't care what you wet, man, you super fake. I am the ex like the girlfriend you used to date. And I'm not with the hate shit. Still bump Dana Dane and Grandmaster rocking my A6.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI. Showcase. Vice, what up? Mel Stacks with the fruck is poppin'. Far Rock in the building. Let's get it.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
We're back.
I'm still here with you, baby.
Definitely. Yo, I want you to tell me your greatest artist you ever worked with. Like, one of your best artists you ever worked with. Because you said that you like to connect with them on a level, not just musically, but also, you know, at a friendship level. What is the best artist you have worked with in your whole 30, 25-odd year career?
Well, I'm going to say it's a tie. Because one of them is the actual first group I ever worked with. So that was Dr. Fetch. And that was back in 1993 when I hooked up with them. You know what I'm saying? And they kind of, you know, took me on tour with them when I was going through hard times, you know. I had a newborn child and I really ain't had no job or nothing. You know, and I got lucky, you know, the guy who was managing Dr. Flex in them days, his name was Divine. And Divine was a guy that I knew from, let's say, like when I was away, you know, taking care of some business where, you know, I got sent away for getting in trouble. And he was somebody that I met when I was away. So right. I had got reunited with him in 93. And
nice.
It so happened that he was managing him. So I was like, you know, when we were talking, I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm working. I was like, what do you mean you're working? He's like, dude, this is my group. I was like, word, you know? And he was like, who you with? And I was like, yo, I'm just me and my cousin. He's like, yo, come roll with us. So after a real nice night with Duff, I got a phone call like a week later. And it was him, and he was like, yo, what are you doing with yourself these days? And I was like, straight up, I said, dude, I ain't doing nothing right now. I'm looking for work. You know, I can't get a job. You know, I don't know if my background is messing me up right now, but I ain't getting no calls. And he was like, yo, we're going to be going to Brazil. We're going to be out there for like 2 weeks. He was like, you know, we're going to do Brazil, Rio, Spain, Madrid. He was like, and we don't know no Spanish. He was like, and we don't even really like know people that know Spanish like that, that's cool like that. He was like, I talked to the guys about you, and they was impressed. They thought you was a real dude. You was a real cool dude. Good nickname. You know, you got negotiator skills. So we saw you, the way you was handling yourself and talking. And so they gave me my first shot. So it was really, you know, an amazing time, you know, to go to another country. You know, to be new in the game and be in another country where not too many people even spoke English, but when they was dropping that dump stuff on them, you know, like people was going crazy, and it was amazing. You know, so that would be one of the groups that was the most inspiring and one of the best times I ever had on the road with them. But then I would say my brother Big Pun was the next big artist that played a humongous part in my life. And matter of fact, he opened doors for me that weren't even open at one time. You know, just based on the fact that, you know, he was somebody that came from the same hood like me, and, you know, same culture, same nationality, you know, plus he was a big dude, you know, and still people gave him love. Like, nobody really looked at him in that way. It was just like, yo, the guy really had the lyric game down pat. You know, even the black dudes had the respect for him. It was like, yo, you know. It was like, all of a sudden, like, you know, like, okay, now we're not just Latinos in this game trying to do something anymore, trying to be heard. You know, it was like, yo, we are being heard now. We got a face now, you know. This is big, you know. And I remember touring with him for a couple of shows. I was living in Virginia Beach, and I would drive wherever they were, if they were in Atlanta or Baltimore, D.C., and I would go hang out with them, and it was amazing that I would see so many black people, you know, singing the chorus to his song, like, you know, Bordy, Wah, Bordy, like, everybody just, they was just feeding off of it. It was just, like, so much energy. I seen fights break out, like, everybody was, like, at peace, and then he would come out with that Ready for War, Joe, and all of a sudden you see people just start fighting, and you're like, what the hell is, you know, It's an energy, you know. I'm not promoting the fight or nothing, but I'm saying
well,
how,
are,
you know,
baby,
all of a sudden,
music.
You know, all of a sudden everything is beautiful, and he come out and they, you know, it's like everybody, I don't know. So between those two artists, those are the two best artists I've ever had the pleasure to know and work with, you know. I think Big Pun was a little bit more personal with him because we really hung out a lot, you know, not just, you know, during work, but there were times that, you know, I would go to New York to visit my family, and he'd know I was in town, and he'd be like, you know, get in the cab, you know, what are you doing now, get in the cab, and I'd be like, yo, I don't even got money, and he'd be like, okay, I have cab money, come to my house, you know, he used to be like, you know, like he was lonely, dude, like, you know, if he wasn't on the road or in the studio, it was like he was just home, you know, He didn't really want to go out and go anywhere. He just wanted to be surrounded by good friends and good critics, because every time I hung out with him, all he did for me was let me hear new material and ask me what I thought about it. You know, he really treasured my opinion. So, you know, I love that about him, you know.
I got a question for Big Earl, man. What is a guy with a big resume like yours doing nowadays, like,
keeps you busy? Are you still working in the biz, or are you out of the biz, or are you doing that?
I'm what you call semi-retired. That's how I call it. I still dibble and dabble in some parts of the business. You know, I still do a lot of booking. I still act like a booking agent for Slick Rick and Dougie Fresh and Tony Touch and, you know,
right.
The Clips, you know, people like that, people that I really love. They're in my circle. They're in my circle forever. So, you know, I still got contacts in the world that I met and made because of these people. So I continue to be, you know, the middleman for them. You know, whenever something come up and they need something, you know, they reach out to me, I get it. You know, I get it done for them. So that helps out, you know, paying some bills too. You know, I work with some attorneys too. You know, I've been there for a long time. They know the history of what I used to do, and you know, they gave me some leeway for me to start trying to help them bring entertainment into our practice. You know, we never had like entertainment law in our practice, but you know, I've been the face of that for them. You know, introducing them to labels or startup labels or, you know, celebrities that live in the area that are in the music business, you know, in some way or fashion, bringing them in as clients. And you know, I'm the one that kind of goes to meetings and makes them, you know, makes them feel good about, you know, bringing their business to our firm, you know. So
that's right.
You know, so that's what I'm doing, man. I also I work with kids. It's a big thing
nice.
For me now. You know, I'm running a whole little league. You know, I coach, I manage. I'm the director of public relations for the league. You know,
you coach what? What do you coach?
I coach baseball. I'm coaching
maybe
now.
Maybe you could coach Showcase on how to pitch a little bit.
Well, I give him a lot of advice on the phone on how to work with his kid who's a catcher. You know, so. But yeah, man, I do a lot of work with the kids. You know, I get a lot of joy out of it. I feel like that's my way of giving back. You know, for a lot of the gifts I got. You know, so and at the end of the day, I'm happy. That's like the best thing ever.
That's the thing that matters the most. That you're happy, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our listeners are upcoming artists. They are, you know, they're trying to get their things together. They're trying to do this. What kind of advice could you give upcoming artists, like networking advice or maybe even moral advice? You know, it's not, because it's not all about music. Because look, you're a lawyer, you're doing kids, and you're doing this. Like, what kind of advice can you give the younger generation trying to break into the
hip-hop game? Yeah, what can you tell them not to do?
Well,
everybody keeps doing the same thing.
The first thing you never want to do as an artist, whether it's upcoming or you're already in the game, you know, you never want to sell yourself short. You know, I tell people that all the time. Second, you can't believe everything you hear. You know, you can't go to some convention or a music convention and dish out hundreds of dollars so some guy can hear your demo, because that's all he's going to do is hear your demo and show your hundreds and hundreds of dollars for me. You know, those people, they do that all the time. You know, 1 out of 25 maybe something could happen for somebody, but it just shows your desperation that you would pay, you know, for someone to hear your stuff. And if you don't really knock their socks off, you know, basically you're going to be a labeled artist, because that's going to be the reputation that's going to, you know, always come up when your name come up. Or him, yeah, that guy, he's always paying. He paid so-and-so to listen to his demo, whatever, you know. Doing a lot of local stuff too, you know. A lot of people don't want to hear that, but I don't know, when I managed upcoming artists, you know, and we ain't had no budget, and we ain't had no label behind us, and we ain't had nothing but hustle, you know, we never, ever, you know, performed at, like, local events where you got, you know, 3, 4, 5 local groups, unsigned groups all performing, you know. I always
Why
stay
is that?
Away from that. You know, it's just something I was taught, you know, I always wanted to be, you know, either the feature of something major, or I don't want to have nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
I'm the feature of something major. Well, you know what? There's going to be a major crowd expecting a major show. then they're going to see me, and they're going to say, wow, this guy is really good, because he, you know, he was featured with so-and-so, and I know so-and-so got his reputation. He wouldn't want to be, you know, doing stuff, you know. And if I went home hearing the crowd say something like, yo, those guys that opened up, yo, they were actually better than Ja Rule. They were better than you know, the Sporty Thieves and, you know, and that's the thing that I heard from when I done stuff with artists that I took, you know, places, you know what I'm saying? And I heard many times that we were better than the actual big group that night. They got paid thousands of dollars to be there. You know, maybe we were hungrier than them. You know, that was like, it was do or die. This is, you know, we, you know, our next show is going to be decided on how this show goes. You know, because if we bomb tonight, word is going to get out everywhere. Nobody going to take a chance with us, because, you know, that's what it was. They were taking a chance, you know. So my advice to an upcoming artist is grind real hard, you know, invest in yourself, you know, go out there and press up your own music, you know, do everything yourself, bro. Go out there, get stuff out, politic with people, you know, always make sure you got a great relationship with the DJs and the street DJs on radio, you know, program directors. You know, sometimes you gotta turn the cheek and forget where you came from, you know, and instead of always walking around with your dukes up, like you think, you know, you always got to be on point, like somebody going to do something to you or snuff you or something. You know, sometimes you got to put your fist down and change your tone and your voice a little bit and just sit there with these PDs, because they're the ones that make the decision, you know. So you could be best friends with the DJ on the radio, but at the end of the day, he still got to get permission from so-and-so to really do much for you. You know, a mix show DJ could throw your record in there, blend it at any time, you know, real late night. But that primetime guy, he can only play what he's told to play, you know. So if you got a good relationship with that PD and you try to squeeze something by here and there, the PD might overlook it, like, you know what, that homeboy, man, he's good people, man. His music's pretty good, you know. He always shows me love, you know, buys me drinks, sends me, you know, food on a Friday, you know. I used to do all kind of stuff like that, dude. People be like, yo, I used to showcase and tell you, bro, I used to have clothes companies send me boxes of clothes. They used to say, oh, this clothes for you. And I used to say, nah, it ain't for me. I swear to God, I'm going to put it on mad famous people for you. And I would take half, right? I would take half of the clothes and say, okay, I'm going to give this to Khaled. I'm going to give this to Ross. I'm going to give this to Cuban, Tony Tuck. You know, get them to wear the stuff, take mad pictures of them, and then flood the emails to the owners of the company, let them see what I'm doing with their stuff. But the other stuff I used to have, I used to show up to radio stations, bro, with my CD late night. Be like, yo, you're a 36 in pants, right? Here, four pair of shorts. You buy a 2X in shirt? Here, for you. Here, boom. Everybody was like, oh, man, everybody was so happy. Man, what you guys doing? They wouldn't even listen to the song. They would just play it without even listening to it.
That closed me for about a year. That right there closed me for about a year. Yeah. I remember
I didn't go to a mall for like 10 years at one time. The only thing I ever bought was sneakers. You know. But then, you know, the game changed, being fashion changed. And I felt like I was getting I can't be wearing these skinny pants. I can't be wearing these shirts with 1,000 skulls on it. that might be flying for somebody else. But not me, dude. I'm 43. I'm like, yo, you know what? You guys were real good to me, prepared me for years. If you ever come up with something a little baggy, call me, you know, because I can't mess with that right now, you know. Crazy.
Yo, man. So, without no Twitter, no Facebook, what's going on? How do people contact you?
You can reach out to me. I got a website. It's Big Girl Promo. You know, it probably ain't been updated in a minute, but, you know, if you ever want to reach out to me or whatever, you could go on there. You know, there's pictures up there. You get to see you know, many, many years of work, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can reach out to me if you want to send me a shout-out or something, you know. Don't be afraid if you just want to ask me some questions or some advice. I'm a real humble dude like that, man. I like to still mingle with people who out there working. It make me feel good, you know, to see people working, you know, like out there really, really putting in the work, you know, because that's the only way you're going to get somewhere, man. And, you know, there's times where it get real bad, man. You've been out there for a long time, you feel like giving up, man. You're like, yo, what's going on? Because I was there many times, you know. And I remember I had to have my wife sat me down one time, you know, and I was disappointed. I was working real
that's
hard,
indeed,
trying to impress. You know, I was trying to impress DMX, you know. I was working close with his bodyguard, was a friend of mine. And he was giving me, like, scheduled dates ahead of time, like, yo, X is going to be doing an interview in Atlanta on Friday. He's got to go live, you know, to do radio. If you find him something to do that night, you know, you can make some money. So I'd be like, yeah, you know, what's the price? We'll do it for 10 grand. Just show up 20 grand for four songs. You know, I'd hang up the phone and call every promoter I know in Atlanta, you know, and people were like, DMX, $10,000? No tickets, no hotel? Nah, I'd be like, yo, $10,000, but he's just going to show up. He ain't going to sing, you know. And people were like, yo, it didn't mean nothing because it was DMX. It was, you know, as long as I could get him live on the radio, I'm like, yo, I could get you a commercial with his voice. Let's do it. So 2-3 days later, I had like 6-7 events for X throughout his whole promo tour. So I had him booked every night for like a week. I was like, this guy's got to give me a job. I was like, because who do you call out of nowhere and give him a schedule for like a week from now, and he got you 6 gigs? You know, where like 1 week promotion, everybody gonna get everybody only gonna get one lousy week to promote your event. And I got this done for you. So even though I took my money up front and everything, but I really was looking for the long dollar. I was like, yo, I really wanna get with this guy. You know, I've got a decent resume, I've been with some big people, reliable people, the references are impeccable. So, you know, I know what I'm doing, you know. But he was like, when we finally met, it was like, yo, dog, appreciate it. Good looking out, dog, you know. That was it. Like, yo, you know, I was like, yo, I can't get a job. I mean, you got a book. He had a book deal. He had clothes. You know, he had a lot of stuff going on in them days, you know. But once again, like we spoke about earlier about people's downfalls and all that, you know, God don't like ugly bees. You know, not that he treated me shitty, but he probably treated a lot of people shitty, including his own wife.
But he treated a lot of people worse than that.
For many years, you know? So.
But
yeah, my wife sat me down, and she was like, you know what? You can't act like this. You can't catch feelings, man. She was like, you know what? What you need to do is.
It's a dirty game, man.
Yeah, she was like, concentrate on yourself. She was like, dude, you know what? You're not an artist like that. But she was like, but you good at what you do. You got a story to tell. You know, she was like, you should really just promote yourself and just, you know, straight up. If it ain't business, you don't even need to be around, you know.
Yeah,
so
right,
I'm following that, and I've seen a lot of results, you know.
Definitely.
All right, man. Y'all got to get some more music over here, Joe.
I want to thank you for coming out. Thank you for sharing your stories with us.
Anytime, B.
It's a great mix.
It's too much to talk about. It's going to take like 5 shows, you know.
this your boy, Cuban Link.
Because we stuck. We talked about 86, and we talked about 93, and then we put 98. But, you know, we could have went back to the battles when the guys was battling in the Bronx for $100 cash. $100 and a bottle of no-name brand champagne. And it was some of the biggest battles I ever saw as a kid, you know. So.
Listen, that's what we're trying to get back to, kid. That's what I'm trying to promote. I'm trying to get back to that feel-good hip-hop where we could all just be friends and without the beef and without the politics in there and just kick it on the corner and just lay back.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, all right, I
know it exists. It's coming.
Right,
it's coming. Thank you for everything,
all
brother.
Brother. You got it. God bless all of you guys.
Yo, Errol, be safe, man. Thanks for calling, bro. For real.
You got it, brother. One.
That's what it is, man. I'm going to salute
Lord,
that guy right there.
Love that. You see, I love that about him. He got stories for days, brother. He got stories for days. And that's what is that, TDI? That's over 25 years of hustling. People give up after a year and say, I'm through. No, keep moving. You got to just do it right. Don't think, you know what I'm saying, just like you said, don't think that the one thing is going to work for the other. The hood shit is not only work for, you know what I'm saying, it's going to work for certain things. But sometimes, like you said, you got to turn the other cheek. You just got to slow it down, move it down, change your tone of voice, politic with the CEOs, politic with the PRs. Get out there like that.
With the Puerto Ricans? With the Puerto Ricans?
Public relations, nigga.
Oh, he's a PR. I mean, I think he's getting racial with it. I'm about to say, what about torture? What's he going to politic with?
With the BLKs.
With the BLKs. Look at it. See, now it's turning racist. Now it's not. Public relations people, whatever, PRs. I don't even know if that's the right word.
You got to make sure that's all, brother. So, Showcase, you're going to let him coach you on pitching?
Well, no, he's right now he's working with me with my son on catching. I'm going through that.
No,
my
what about you, pitching? You.
Listen, my pitching shit is official. I'm still waiting on the Donnie strikeout.
He's here. He's in town. You can get this bet going tomorrow if you want, Showcase. I'm going to get you tied up for work, right?
Told you. I'll call Vice. I'll call Vice because Vice wakes up early enough for
Don't
me to
call
get...
Vice. Vice will call you.
Don't call
me.
I'll call
you. We can get this shit popped off, man. Danny's in town. We can get the match off. The pitch off. A man goes yard on him. And what we get? What was the bet?
You bet at the bottom.
You guys made the bet. I'm just a bystander.
Nigga, I feel bad if you do win because Vice is gonna make you drink.
What you mean?
You don't know.
I'm not drinking.
We don't know. All right, he's gonna lose on purpose. He's gonna underhand it. You heard?
Who? I'm not gonna underhand. I'm just not drinking.
Yeah, either way, you fucked up. If you lose on purpose, me and you is over.
But wait, okay. I'm not gonna drink though. We gotta switch up the bet. You can't put me into a bottle.
You can't. I just have Donnie grab you. Vice, open the bottle.
Why am I gonna put that bet for? Why am I gonna put myself out there when I haven't drunk in 2.5 years? Why would I want to drink just because I want?
You want to ruin it. We want to ruin it.
You see,
don't care about
you're
that.
You're not gonna ruin it. You're not gonna.
We're the downfall guys here.
Yeah. Okay. It's fucking. I'll just speed back in the whole thing. I get the taste for it. Want to start drinking up again? And no, that's something
no,
that
no,
I put
no,
behind
no.
me.
Hey, yo.
Oh, hey, my
put behind me is a bad thing?
Hey, that's pause right there, man. That's crazy. That was crazy, Kev.
Oh,
you ain't supposed to be putting that behind you, man.
You have to put things behind you in life. Things behind you in life. It's
all right.
Please, how else would you say it? How else would you word it? Got to leave things in the past and move on?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Anyway, man.
Sounds good. Just, asshole. You just started. It's again with the Showcase battering day. Okay. I'm all right. I'm okay.
We love you, Show, man.
No, you don't. That's the way you love me.
Yeah,
fucking, I want you to hate me.
Bus Radio Online.
I want you guys to hate
get
me. You guys are trying
get
to
get into the other Jay-Z joint, man. You watch the throne. I got this joint right here is called Niggas in Paris. Niggas in Paris, man. Watch the throne. Nobody go nowhere. New York City. Torches in the building. Vices in the building. DJ Showcase here. Let's do it.
Yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber. Putting it down with my boy TDI on New York City. You know how we do, man. E2K. We on the spot with it.
That was my bad, Vice. This one is called Gotta Have It. My bad. Slipping up, Vice. I'm slipping, man. Let's get right into it, B. Mobster, what up?
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
What you need, I got what you need.
hello, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, ya? Who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Mueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mule, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving freebase.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry, I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Prevay.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yeah.
Nigga take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade?
Wait.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need. What you need?
Yeah.
What you need?
Louis went up on my my bus got burned, now he trying to sue me. Bring my brother Gucci and my nigga Boosie. I swear to God, my life is like a fucking movie.
New Talk City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy Relly All Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
Shouts to Far Rock. Shouts to Hamels. Edgemere. Rockaways, man. Anybody in the water and all that shit. No stacks. What up? So, yeah, man. Thank you, Vice. Thank you. You know what? It takes a real man to admit something like that. Showcase doesn't even talk about baseball anymore to me.
Who what? Because you don't want to talk about baseball with me.
Anyway, big shout out to the family in B-Town. You know what I'm saying?
That's the
hitman. That's
somebody dialing the house phone.
I guess that's a cat.
Torch, what up, man?
Chilling. And it's still waiting on Nina B to come through and all that. I mean,
she's coming to the Bronx?
Yeah, she's going to be out here.
Tonight?
She actually already in the Bronx. She just ain't come out this way yet. So, yeah, waiting on her, you know. Hit me up and all that.
Not a torture drop, right?
Nah, we
I was just saying
drop.
That, too.
Torture,
I was just saying that.
We
I just said that to
stuff.
Myself. I heard, your man just did a drop, right. Relly All-Star, and you got the Cuban Link drop,
yeah.
And I gotta do one.
Yeah, man, we gonna, you know what, matter of fact, when you call me up, call my Jack, when Nina stopped through there.
I'm
gonna park her out real quick, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, shout out to you for coming to the X, you know what I'm saying? What up to TDI, nigga?
Yeah. All right, that's money. We can do that. And I want to do an intro track too, like a little preview, little track to for the show too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can text you the info. What is going on? Who's calling the house
phone? That's crazy. I don't know
that's gotta be Showcase. I'm telling you, B.
I nigga playing ping pong.
I guarantee you a Showcase. He's the only quiet one. Like a baby.
It's me. I'm trying to. Something.
Trying to what? How many numbers you got?
Ping pong or some shit.
Japan,
and Tetris.
All right, look, I put on me.
What are you doing, man? You on the air?
I'm doing
man.
Something.
Oh, screaming at him. Ooh,
doing something.
Screaming at TDI.
I'm not screaming at TDI. See, Vice Instigator.
Yes, you
I'm
did.
Listening.
Yes, you did. You said I'm doing something. Just like that.
All right.
You're
just
doing something. Nigga, what the fuck? That's what
I'm
saying, right?
I'm taking care of something.
I don't know. That's the other side
of Showcase. Yeah, now that we here chopping it up, like funny people, over the weekend, right? I bought me a bottle of Jaeger, a couple of Red Bulls, we kind of have some Jaeger bombs going in here.
Okay.
But the second bottle was a little weird. Torture you on?
Weird.
Yeah. My man work at a liquor store. Shout out to local liquors right there on Broadway between 179 and 180.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to my boys over there. They own that local liquor
store.
Cool.
I might have to go
call.
There. Hook up.
Sure,
I got it. Good. All right. It's like one of them, not to cut you off, but it's like one of them, them discount liquor stores type of joints. You know what I mean? Like they got,
it's
or it's like some regular... Motherfuckers, they got the joints that I don't even know what to call them shits, but it's like it's
cheaper
cheap than the regular type of liquor stores and all that.
I don't know. I know that we don't got that Fernando guy dancing in that liquor store, so we good.
We got TDI dancing.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, back to the to the drinks and all that.
All right, so I get my man dropped me off. He dropped me off on a second bottle of Jaeger.
Oh.
But
And she came with like a, you know, the some bottles come with like a little, like a stopper, like a, you know, like a little cap that you can pour to make it look fancy.
Uh huh. Right.
This shit came with a deer head, yo. Yo, a metal deer head, silver, with the big ass horns and the mouth open.
Oh nah, that shit sound like that shit is crazy. That shit sound like you get.
Yo, I'm gonna put
crazy.
It on Facebook. I'm gonna put it on my Twitter. People gonna bug out. But the shit is crazy. It's metal. It looks like you could really take this outside, stab somebody with it, cause the horns is crazy.
That's
but it's
crazy.
Yo, the joint look like an ice pick at the end. Yo, this shit look crazy. I love
Damn.
This shit. I'm gonna put this shit on my fucking soda bottles now.
That's crazy.
It's cool, man. The little deer got the mouth open, looking like he's spitting out deer blood and shit, man.
Oh, shit.
But that's what we call it. It's no more tiger blood. It's deer blood.
Deer blood.
When he's asked out.
Vice, we gotta, yo, Vice, whenever you ready, don't make me go over there right now, Vice, man, for real.
Nigga, you be stunting, nigga. You be turning off your
Vice,
phone and all that.
Come over here. Come over here, son. Bring it. Bring it.
See, I got to go over there. Get the fuck out of here. Come over here, son.
Yo, I'm hosting, man. I'm hosting. I'm going to have the beer blood. The deer blood. Yo, this shit look like deer blood. You're torch. You got to bug out when you see this shit, man. This shit, I might stab Showcase in the fucking neck with this shit when I see him.
You're funny.
Just for pressing it. What are you doing?
You know,
okay, tell the people
you
what you're doing.
Try,
trying to get the
that Don Cool. You heard? PDI Gold.
Yeah. Now you told me about that. That shit sound like, I don't know. Anything that Vice drinks is fucking, I don't know, bro.
Yo,
you don't
want to
fuck with
this nigga here, man. Vice. This nigga here, he's...
What? You want to know what I'm doing? You want to know what I'm doing? I'm fucking getting my money's worth from Cablevision. Because this is bullshit. This is bullshit. Fucking Cablevision. For the past 3 fucking weeks, I've been calling
every fucking weekend.
I think
he need a Showcase minute. I think he need a Showcase minute real quick. Let's get into a Showcase
minute. Showcase minute?
Yeah, go ahead. Might as well. You want to hear what I'm doing?
Because I feel like he got a lot of stuff in his chest he want to let loose, son. Let's do the Showcase minute real quick.
All right. Without any further ado, the Showcase minute, man. Showcase got some shit to get off his chest, so do your thing, bro.
Cablevision, you fucking sorry motherfuckers. That's right. Calling out all you fucking assholes. Harry, Jack, Jill, Joe, Jack, whatever the fuck you are. I pay my bill on fucking time. All I want is to be able to turn on the TV, watch the game, and fucking relax. No. That's too much for them, man. Because I have to fucking call them up, tell them something's wrong with the fucking cable box. They got to tell me to unplug this, unplug that, do this, do that, move that. No, fuck that. You send out somebody over here now, and you fucking fix my shit. You fucking piece of shit. I need to fucking go to Vios. I wanted to switch to Vios a long time ago. Vios can't make the way over my hood because they're too fucking lazy. They're probably a bunch of lazy fucks, too. Pistols. Go ahead. That's it.
What's wrong with the cable?
I'm mad as fuck. Nothing. Everything just, the whole shit just went fucking Snow White on me.
Oh my God.
Like, I have HD, 1080p, all that special high definition shit. I turn on my TV, it looks like I got the two little fucking antennas, and the shit ain't fucking circulating right, and it's just a whole bunch of fizz.
I think it's just you, because my shit looks crispy.
No, it is just me. It's my fucking, these fucking lazy motherfuckers. They don't put the fucking new wires. They want to use the old wires. They're too fucking lazy.
Maybe you need, all right, hold on. Let me guide you through it. Let's give them some
advice.
Some HD advice one-on-one.
Technical support.
What kind of TV? Do you have cable with the antenna on the roof still showcased?
No.
If you do, that'd be... All right. Now, what kind of TV do you have, Showcase?
Toshiba.
Is it a flat screen? Is it a big tube joint? What is it?
Flat screen. How does that matter?
It does matter. Do you have HDMI?
Yes.
You don't even know what HDMI is.
Well, whatever it is, I have it. I have HD. However you want to talk. Let me tell you something. Look, listen. I made sure it wasn't the TV. I'm not stupid. I made sure it wasn't the TV. I turned on the Xbox, and the Xbox is crystal clear. So
all right, hold on. Maybe it's like, you know, like it's different like different channels. Like it's the, you know what I mean? Like if you want to switch to the game, it's like Line or some shit like that. And you got the HDMI, like you was talking about. You got cable. You got all this mad different like shit you
got
to do.
You got an HD box showcase?
Do I got an HD box? Yes.
Yo, we doing Cablevision's job right here. They better sponsor us. All right, check this out. Put it on 736. Tell me what it look like.
736. See, what the fuck?
Tell me what it look like. Y'all gonna have to enjoy this.
I'm not gonna, what is on 736?
It's just, how does it look?
I told you already how it looks.
No,
it's
that shit don't work.
It looks like
snow. Once you have the HDMI, you can have
all the channels are the same, right?
Same the regular channel.
Yeah, but I mean, I was assuming that if his HD channel was still messed up, then it's probably his connection.
Do you even see the numbers when you turn it the channel? Like real talk, like this is crazy.
You gotta turn the channels with the pliers to the show.
Oh man,
you guys are funny.
Maybe you gotta switch the hanger. Maybe the hanger's old. You gotta put another hanger.
Yeah, you guys are super duper funny. I am so laughing right now. You don't hear me?
Nah.
You don't hear me laughing?
Laugh at you.
But anyway, I fixed it.
Oh, how you fix it? What was the trick? Because in case that shit happens to me, I want to know.
That what?
All right. So, Vice, tell this lucky man showcase from the Bronx what he wants.
You just want a new cable box from Optimum Cable.
Come on down.
Yeah.
No. You know what's happening? I'm going to pay everybody a penny here because you gave me a good idea.
So, however
the fuck that happened, I don't know how that happened. It went to channel on the regular TV, not on the cable box, on the regular TV. Somehow or another, it turned to channel 033 instead of 03. That shit ain't funny,
man. You got blood channels over there? 033 or 031?
No, the regular TV,
HDMI,
not the...
Nigga. Put HDMI
no. That's
TV.
What I just looked at. That's why I was like, I'm checking the thing, and you just fucking reminded me, and I looked at it, and it
fucking
shit said...
So you got to check the thing.
I didn't check the TV. It looked like channel 3. Through the snow and everything, it just looked like channel 3. So I was like, okay, what the fuck? And then I hit it, and then when the smoke turned white, since the picture wasn't there, the shit said 34. I was like, okay.
Yeah, this nigga's watching that movie. What is it, white noise?
No, but thank you for making me turn on the fucking Boston Red Sox, you bitch.
Oh, shit. That's what fixed it.
No, what fixed it is that I figured out that I need to hit the HDMI thing, so...
If you know anything about anything, you get a new TV.
What?
If you know anything about anything, you get a new TV.
You gonna buy me one?
No. With that being said, y'all already know y'all can follow us on Twitter, man.
Would you like to buy me one? Sponsor me? Actually, how about we have the caller send me a dollar? Everybody send me a dollar so I can buy a new TV. Is that gonna help? Not really?
Probably.
No. It's not gonna help. Get my TV's fine. My TV's the TV you sold me.
Wait a minute. Listen, we're going to get out of here. We're going to get out of here, man. Follow my man Torture on Twitter, man. Torture.
What are you trying to say? You sell me crap?
Follow Vice, the real Vice NYC. Follow Showcase at Best Buy.
Best Buy. God.
Make sure you check out Clubhouse Confidential, Amazon.com.
Definitely. Listen, for the new coming artists, make sure you check out www.biggirlpromo.com. Like he said, he'll be willing to answer the questions. You can email him. He'll help you guys out. He has a lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge.
ESPN on over there, man. We about to get about here. We're going to fly out with some real good music over here, man. Y'all already know each and every Monday, man. Tune in next week. We got a special guest up here. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes,
highlight us. You already know. Stay positive. Vice, Torch, give me a shout out after the show. Showcase the same.
Don't forget to drop, Torture.
I got you, my man.
You already know.
Good.